This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we go once again, Auto Talk Radio. You need a nap over there, Brendan?
Oh, yeah, big time. No kidding.
Yeah, well, you know, those family events, you got to get to them, right? That's for sure. That's for sure. So good stuff. All right, everybody, appreciate you joining us this morning for Auto Talk Radio. Today we're chatting about when you how you go about finding a quality automotive repair facility if you move to a new area or whatever. Of course, if you're in San Diego, you come to the West Automotive Group. That makes easy sense there. But some good things to look for, even things that we recommend folks. You know, you bounce into town, you want to know about us. You should come in and visit before before needing this. But the whole idea here is picking a quality repair facility and getting a relationship started with them when you're new to town or you go into a new place, and how to go about it. Or even if you're traveling, you need to find one. There's a couple good ways to go about that if you have an issue while on the road. So we'll be chatting about those ways to kind of do that. And anything else, 1-888-344-1170. If you want to talk something automotive repair-wise, give us a shout, and we'll happy to discuss it with you and come up with some answers for you if you got some questions. So always good stuff. Once again, 1-888-344-1170 here this morning. As we've made it into January now, 2025, this is show number two for January. Wow. Pretty soon we're going to be saying it's Christmas time again if we're not careful. So anyway, all good stuff this morning. Here in San Diego, it's had some beautiful weather the past few days. The Midwest is quite cold and snowy, and hopefully they have their snow tires on there. You know, one thing that growing up as a kid when it snowed and all that in the Midwest living, we didn't have cables or chains we put on cars. I didn't really see too much of that until I ended up out here in California. And, you know, you start snowboarding and all that stuff, you got to carry them with you just in case. Because you get up there and the highway patrol will block you off and prevent you from going any further without your chains or cables if needed. Hopefully we have a good snow season this year in the mountains also as time comes. But it's been very dry so far. So unfortunate stuff watching this stuff go on with the fires up north. I tell you what, in LA area, that's pretty sad stuff. So I don't know. Hopefully they get that under control as far as that goes. But that turned into a really bad fire. I bet that it's going to probably end up being one of the worst fires on the West Coast ever. So as far as that goes. But yeah, our thoughts and prayers go out to those folks. I hope they're all being safe and getting out when they need to and just being safe. Obviously, we can replace homes, but you can't replace people. So we need to keep our thoughts and prayers with them and help them out in any way we can. So other than that, I'll tell you what, that soot in the air is bad on air filters on cars too. So if you end up in that area and you going to need to check your air filter on your car regular and your cabin filter too, because when we've had big fires down here, those tend to be extremely dirty and plugged up, especially if you've been in the area of fire. So car-wise, something to be very careful of if you're involved in that. So anyway, so far so good here in San Diego, and we're not any major fire. So, and let's pray and hope that it stays that way. Right, Brendan?
That's right. There was a scary one 2 days ago at Crest. I know.
So, was there again?
Yeah. But I think they were able to contain it pretty quickly and everything. So, and nobody was hurt in the situation too. So
that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We want everybody to be as safe as possible, obviously out there. So, yeah. And we do, I mean, we're keeping a close eye on it, but, like I said, praying for the folks up there in LA, 'cause that, is a mess going on. I hope, yeah, exactly. To Mike that calls into the show a lot that I grew up with in Ohio, he just texted me, and I do know his sister lives up in that area. She's been safe so far, but yeah, too close for comfort for both of his sisters up there.
Yeah,
really. Yeah,
my
all have somebody who lives up there. Huh?
Yeah, my uncle, he owns two homes. One in that area in his house has been burnt down, unfortunately, but that's...
It burnt down this fire?
Yes.
Oh, man.
This fire.
Sorry
but,
to hear
but,
that.
But that's not the main house he lives in. He uses that house as, like, extra income for rentals and stuff like that. So,
oh.
His main house is somewhere else, and it was close, but luckily the firefighters were able to contain the fire. I think it's right now... It is still... kind of a low number in terms of the containment
yeah.
number percentage wise, but the area that he lives in, he doesn't need to evacuate yeah. anymore. So that's
well, and luckily the Santa Ana's now have died down. I tell you what, those winds
much.
At 100 mile an hour were causing a heck of a problem for them to get control of
this. It was crazy over here. I saw that the fastest wind in the county was 60 miles per hour over
yeah.
here. That was insane to read that.
Yeah, I think they were having winds, though, steady at like 60 mile an hour and then gusts up to 100.
Oh, up in LA, yeah. No, I was just talking about here in San Diego. It was still pretty strong. On my way back home from work, two trees fell down. One was in the process while I was driving. Luckily, I was like 3 blocks away, but I could see.
You saw the tree fall?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, that's not very safe. What
no.
kind of tree was it?
Oh, it was some kind of
eucalyptus.
Wimpy eucalyptus tree.
Those break big branches. People get killed by those trees all the time.
Probably, yeah. But like I said, no one was around in that area,
good.
Number one. And number two, I was 3 blocks away, so I was able to get around it pretty quickly.
You definitely don't want a tree falling on your car while you're driving.
That's true. And I was in the middle of a split shift during that time. So when I got back, I only have like a 1 hour like split shift so mm-hmm. to myself. And by the time I came back around, either somebody in the city or just a local driver moved that certain branch back onto the middle of the median.
Oh,
and
there
then
you go.
When I was off of work, they took care of that branch entirely. So
well,
good.
So a branch fell off a tree, not the whole tree.
No. There was one that was
probably
a whole
eucalyptus
tree.
Branch, I
yeah.
presume.
Mm-hmm.
They split off all the time.
Yeah.
So, well, glad you're safe.
Oh, thank you.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be here to... run
yeah.
the show.
Otherwise, you're sitting there twiddling your thumbs in the
yeah.
studio.
Yeah, I don't know how to flip the switches or turn the dials over there. So anyway, but all good.
Yeah.
All right, folks, give us a call, though. Anything automotive related, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Like I said this morning, we're just kind of chatting about what you do or how you do it. If you know you've come into a new area, moved, or even traveling and get someplace and you're starting to have an automotive issue, it's time to figure something out. You obviously moving into a new area, you have a lot more time to figure out, and we recommend when you do so that you start doing your research and finding out, hey, when I do have a problem, where am I going to take my car? When I need my next oil change, where am I going to take my car? So you want to end up in the right place, not the wrong place for sure. So one of the things I talk a lot about when it comes to this is AAA approved repair facilities are always a great option to start with as far as that goes. You can go on AAA's national website. You can put in your zip code and you can go to other services in there, and it'll take you right to a place where you can look up AAA approved automotive repair facilities by zip code. They come all up there. And you could go through, and that's a great way to start if you're new to a city, for sure. All of the West Automotive Group's locations are AAA approved for a reason. It's a commitment to quality, for sure. They do a lot more making sure you're a quality facility and staying a quality facility than any other organization. Even there's no state organization that does that really either. You know, the Bureau of Automotive Repair is there, and it's great, except for its job is really, they do more contact with auto repair shops if there's a complaint or something like that, mostly. That's what they're kind of an enforcement arm of the consumer
they're better than agency. They're better than the BBB for sure. Because
the BBB is kind of a waste.
Yeah,
if they're listening, they're going to be really mad. I just said that, but I'm going to tell you now. Like most of it, I don't know. Must be some people that prescribe to. We're not a member of the Better Business Bureau stuff. We used to be back in the day, and it kind of has gone away. It used to mean something, but it really doesn't.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say. I'll just say
maybe I'm not allowed to say
off
that.
Off the air, I told you I'll go to the certain repair shop before I went to your shop,
uh-huh.
And you went, "Oh, you need to look into that." Because apparently, they haven't. I told you, "Oh no, they had an A+ on the Better Business Bureau," and you're like, but there's been some stuff for cause
issues.
Where it was some other stuff that involved them, uh-huh. And upon further investigation, you were completely right. So that's when I decided to go to your shop. And, of course, I've also followed through on your advice about looking at AAA-approved shops. I remember we brought up this topic one of the first times early on in Auto Talk history here on KCBQ and KPRZ. Oh, no, you're on KPRZ. At the time, we were. But I asked, NAPA means something big, right? And you go, well, just for the parts. But if you want like good quality service, you want AAA approved and ASC certified technicians looking at your vehicle. Because
that's right.
While the NAPA stuff is really cool to have and it's a good warranty, you want to make sure that it's being placed in the correct way, and you don't want to keep going to that auto repair shop over and over and over with that warranty all the time. So
correct. Yeah. And you can be a NAPA Auto Care Center. They don't want they. The difference between that and like AAA is AAA number one does customer satisfaction continuously throughout the year,
mm-hmm.
And you have to stay at a certain rate. If you have issues and you don't stay there, then you'll be removed. So they definitely for their members and for everybody else out there, because you know, whether you're a member or not, you can come to a AAA approved repair facility, but they definitely police the automotive facilities very well.
Yeah.
If you're AAA approved. If you're not, they don't have anything to do with you, obviously, and that. But all I'm saying is to be AAA approved means something to stay there, because you have to show your commitment to quality, customer satisfaction, you know, doing the right repairs. So all those kind of things. And there's no other organization out there that holds repair facilities to the standard that they do.
So let's say a mechanic was AAA approved, and then because of customer satisfaction, they lost it a little bit.
Or a repair facility?
A repair facility.
Okay, I was going to say, mechanics don't really get AAA approved.
Oh, sorry. I should repair.
No,
I
that's
should.
Fine. But a repair facility.
Yeah. Could they gain it back if enough customers are satisfied again with?
They do. Usually, I think if that happens, we've never had that happen.
No, I know.
But if that happens, I'd have to ask AAA rep for sure, but most likely I believe they have to wait a year or something to reapply or something like that.
Okay, gotcha.
So anyway, yeah.
But to have yours be AAA approved for how many years now in total?
Escondido location has been 32 years open, but AAA approved, I believe, for 28 or 29, something like that.
28 or 29 years in a row. That just speaks loud to your business, honestly. That is amazing.
Thank you.
Good job. Great job on that. So,
well, it's important because I think it shows a commitment to our clients,
mm-hmm.
That we want to be the best and give great customer service and great repairs and things like that. So that's the number one thing if you come into a new place that you can go to figure out, you know, who are the quality repair facilities in the area. And then there's some other steps that we'll discuss and go through as we talk more about this, about ways to make a determination what you're doing, you know,
mm-hmm.
as far as that goes. But I guess the point to this, it's always better to have picked out and know where you're going to go if you do have a problem prior to having a problem, for sure.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
We'll discuss that a little more. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170, 888 888- 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on the Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock, and we're talking about cars, of course. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Some good stuff here going on this morning. Everybody hang tight. I'll be right with you. I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, up there in North County Inland, taking care of folks for over 32 years, AAA approved and STAR certified. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved out there in East County, taking care of folks out there for over 12 years. Time flies when you're having fun. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified right there in Central San Diego, taking care of folks for over 7 years. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, right in the Golden Triangle, right across from where we're at right now. AAA approved, STAR certified for smog, taking care of folks over there for over 5 years now. And West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission up there in North County Coastal. You can see the ocean from the parking lot. 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks up there for coming up on 2 years now. But was Oceanside before Transmission and around for 30 some years. Just a great group of people. That's why they're part of the West Automotive Group now. That store is just a great location. Five wonderful locations throughout the county to help serve and cover you when it comes to your automotive service and repair needs. Everything from simple oil changes to major transmission repairs, engine repairs, drivability, smog. If it's your vehicle and it needs to be serviced or repaired, most likely we can get it in and get it taken care of. Almost take care of everything on vehicles. No semis, though. No semi-trucks. Those are left for Brendan. He's going to go in, especially semi-trucks.
Oh, man.
Big trucks, huh?
Yeah.
All of me, myself, and my employees come together at the West Automotive Group to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We truly believe in the same philosophy, which is we never put money ahead of people. Stop in and have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. And the West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit, of course. But we do help. We have several different arms. We can almost get you covered one way or another if you need it. So we're there to help you out. Also, like I said, take advantage of getting an appointment, getting in for our if you need a transmission diagnosis, engine diagnosis, drivability, check engine light, brakes, cooling, whatever is going on with your car, we'll get it diagnosed properly. If you just need it serviced and an oil change, just hop on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment also. We'll get you in and get that simple and easy taken care of. With our AAA 40-point inspection, gives you a good idea what's going on with your vehicle. You can also follow us on Facebook or X or Instagram by going to westautomotivegroup.com, where once again you can make appointments, follow us, etc. From there, you can also go check out the Automan segments, our YouTube channel, where we post all the Automan segments after they aired on the CW and Fox 5 News. They're there for your enjoyment to check them out and stuff. Just good information segments, so all that goes. You can also go straight to Auto Talk Radio from our website, where we post all the podcasts afterwards, so they're there and available. If you need podcasts while on the go, though, you can always check them out from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and tune in. Just go to 11, look up 1170 San Diego and then go to weekend shows, and there's Auto Talk Radio for your listening pleasure. So, but this morning, 1-888-344-1170. We're here to answer any of your automotive related questions. Let's see what Fred has going on. Good morning, Fred.
Yes, good morning, guys. I got an umbrella blocking the wind here. It's raining in Boca Raton, Florida. I wish I could send some of this over to...
we could use it.
Right. Yeah, it's... and boy, I'll tell you, what a horrible situation up in Los Angeles. My thoughts and prayers are with everyone up there. And hopefully San Diego County are taking steps to further prepare for mitigation and response if something happens down there. You
know? Hopefully, yes, hopefully.
Yeah. So anyway, onto my call here. I have a 2015 Lexus ES 300H. Great car. Bought it a couple of years ago from someone that had all the records on it, and I had an inspection done on it before I got it. Everything checked out great, and it's been a terrific car. I got it up in L.A. before I moved back to San Diego for a brief period, and then I had it checked out at your Balboa shop. They put shocks on it because it was strut assembly, I should say. And it was time for it. It was the car had 115,000 on it at the time, and drove it across the country. Everything was great. Had a couple of oil changes done. Drove it out of the dealership because I couldn't find a shop out here right away. But I finally found a good one. And I think I talked about this in my last call. They did the same or a similar 40-point inspection that you did. And I also...
I believe those folks actually reached out to me.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, there's a young lady there, I believe. Possibly she sent me an email. Yeah. So, and she just she was asking me about because she said, hey, we do inspections kind of like you. And she said, we have a client that used to be a client of yours, and he was explaining to me what you guys do, and she said, and then we noticed that your stuff all ends up on Carfax. And I said, yeah, it does. And so we were talking about that because she wanted to implement that along with a couple other things that we were doing that, you know, you had told her about and she noticed on paperwork-wise and stuff like that. So I sent her some ideas, things like that. Seemed like very nice people.
Yeah, they are. It's a family-owned business, and they've been in business for a little while. And yeah, she's and I didn't know this, that service writers can also get an ASC certification.
Correct. I have it. Most of my guys have it, too, that are service writers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, the good news is with the car, when I left the dealership, I noticed there was like a slight vibration.
Uh-huh.
And after the road test and after the full inspection, they noted that, you know, the CV boots were fine and everything looked good. But what was most likely causing the problem, and it's roughly between like 32 miles an hour and 43 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it starts, 32 it starts, 43 it stops. They said they believe it's the axle inside itself. So I'm just wondering, is that something that could potentially go wrong with the vehicle at $126,000, and I'm just going to go ahead and get the repair done. And when I looked at some of the pricing, it doesn't look like it's going to be too outrageous to get it done.
No, it shouldn't be too bad. As far as axles go, there are big ball bearings inside those axles that run in a cage in that. And what can happen over time, especially, you know, 100,000 miles, the axle most of the time rides in this one spot as far as that goes. So at certain speeds and rotations, you can end up with a vibration from it. So, and it's just a wear in it is what's happened. And you can drive in or out of that feeling that vibration, you know. Obviously, I'm sure they did their due diligence to make sure that, you know, it's not tire related or anything like that. We've seen that with axles, so it does happen sometimes.
It's funny you mentioned that because they did do a thorough due diligence on the tires. The initial issue I thought was one of the tires that the dealer put on, they said it had like 0.5 ounces or whatever the weight was, which was beyond what they say is normal. So when they pulled that wheel off, they took all the weights off, they took the tire and spun it 180 degrees on the rim, and then rebalanced it, which, you know, did away with the lower speed. But then they noticed that other issue, which I didn't really notice, but I'm going to go ahead and get it done. I guess the last question related to that is, it hasn't gotten any worse. I'm the type of guy where I fix something if it's noted. So I'm just wondering if I should get it done sooner before the next oil change, or if I don't notice it, just go ahead and wait till the next oil change.
Yeah, most likely absolutely waiting an oil change or do, you know, and it, I'll be honest with you, it may not change much at all, you know, as far as it goes, or it could gradually start to get worse of vibration where it's more and more prevalent in different areas. Most likely it's not going to just fail on you, if that's the question. Because what happens with those, like I said, it's just a wear point inside of it. And, it's not actually coming apart, but, eventually you're going to want to get it replaced. Obviously it will get worse.
Okay. Yeah, I will definitely do that. And, thank you very much for, receiving her contact and, information and responding to her. They're good people. And, you know, just like your shops, they're honest, you know, they could have gouged me and torn the thing apart and said, yeah, it needs thousands of dollars of work, but they didn't.
They were did it the right up way. Exactly. Yeah. And no, it's my pleasure. I sit on the board for the Auto Care Association, National Auto Care Association, for one of their boards, the Car Care Professionals Network. And, do a lot with different shops like that. And actually they make people like that and like us, they make the auto repair industry a lot better industry. So I love sharing with them and people like that. You know, they want to be great at what they do, which is great for consumers and clients like you and everybody. So yeah, my pleasure to speak with them for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
No, go ahead, Fred. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, if you think of it, just tell Matt and the guys up at Escondido I said hi and everything's great here.
I will do so. And always great to hear from you, man. And you stay safe out there. Cool. Try to stay dry. It sounds like you're gonna have a rainy day.
Yeah, it's just stopping now.
Nice.
It's typical here. It'll rain and then it stops.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, and my mom and my older brother, they live there in Florida also. They live in the Villages, so I'm sure you know where that is outside of Orlando.
Oh yeah.
Yep. My mom's lived there for 30 years probably now, and go to visit all the time. But yeah, you guys have weather there kind of like you have weather in Ohio during the summer. You know, it can thunderstorm and rain, and the sun be out the next minute. So
yeah, awesome,
good stuff.
Okay,
all right, Fred, you take care.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too. All right, take care, my friend. Bye bye. Always good. Fred's always got some good questions and stuff. He takes really good care of his cars. So a really great person there. And the folks that he found and reached out to me, super great company also there. So if you're, I can't remember the name of them, but if you're in Boca Raton, I can tell you we're a great auto repair. Well, I'm serious.
No.
Plenty of people live there too.
Yeah.
So all good. All right. Let's see what Steve's got going on. What do you got going on, Steve?
You answered one of my questions about how to find a shop when you're out of town, but my real question is, you haven't talked highly about warranties.
Okay.
And so how do you proactive, besides setting up your own personal like savings account, prepare for the inevitable that, you know, you got a 100,000 mile car, you're either going to replace it or you're going to fix it.
Correct. Yeah. So people ask this question all the time about extended warranty companies and things like that. And there are some good ones out there.
There are,
but they're not cheap either. So if you know, you're looking to buy an extended warranty and it's, under a couple $1,000s, it's probably not going to cover what you think it's going to cover. And you really need to look into these and read them. So my suggestion is, And I know most people don't do this, but if you're considering one of those, just ask them, hey, send me the contract so I can read over it before I make a decision. I mean, they should be more than willing to do that for you. If they're not, then they're yeah, if they're not, they're hiding something. Yeah, don't buy it. But a lot of these have clauses in them, such as like kind quality, which just means things like, okay, so your transmission goes out. They don't have to pay for replacing it with a remanufactured or rebuild or anything. They put a used one in it if they want. And sometimes that's a good option too. And I don't want to, but my point to that is, you shouldn't be held to something like that in a contract. Well, hey, when your car breaks, we're just going to replace all the parts with used parts. Cause that's not, always the best case scenario when, dealing with a car repair. In most cases it's not. So, yeah, you just got to be very careful. And then there's a lot that exclude a lot of things. Like their advertising always says, you know, kind of like they cover a car. They make it seem like a warranty that you get when you buy a new car, right? Because the car's covered bumper to bumper when you get a new car for, depending on the warranty, most of them are either 3 years 50, 3 years 36,000, whatever mileage it is in time. But new cars always come with a warranty as far as that goes, and it covers everything. I don't care if your door handle breaks or you know, you have a an issue. The only thing factory warranties don't cover pretty much are wearable items like brake pads and batteries, things like that, and tires. But these extended warranties usually don't cover everything like that. So you just got to know what you're buying if you're going to buy one so that you're covered. Now, sometimes you can buy ones that are just like, hey, I just want a good powertrain warranty. The expensive stuff, if it goes wrong, I want that covered, you know, stuff. So as long as you know what you're buying and make sure that you're well covered on it, but understand it's not going to be a cheap. If you get a good one, it's expensive. And the reason why is because it's good coverage and, you know, car repairs are expensive.
Yeah. So buy a $5,000 CD or,
you could,
$5,000 CD at your bank.
Exactly. So, but you know, I will tell you the best thing is, you know, if you want to buy a car and keep a car for a long time and drive the value out of it, which I strongly recommend, just make sure and service it regularly and take really good care of it, because that is like buying insurance also. That's the only thing you can do to keep a car in great working order. Change the oil when you need to. Have it inspected. Make sure you stay up on fix things that before they become major and cause other damage to the car. You know, those kind of things will make your car go a long way and keep your repair bills to a minimum.
Well, that's what we've done with this F-150. We're over 320 now.
You're almost catching it. So my F-250, I'm sure I know you've been a listener for a while, but that truck, I drove 400,000 miles. Then I sold it to a guy that drove it to Missouri from here, flew out here and drove it. Yeah. And he really wanted the truck. So, but it still ran good. Original motor on it, trucking right along, original tranny, but that truck right there is the true. Looking at it is, hey man, you service your vehicle, take care of it, it'll take you a long way, and that truck did. It was pretty much problem free most of the time. So,
yeah, we took it to the your Oside store, and they serviced it, and they said, "What have you been doing to it?" I said, "Follow Brian's advice."
There you go.
another friend of mine, I referred him to you guys, and his truck's sitting in the Oside shop right now.
Oh, well, thank you for the referral. We appreciate that. We'll make sure that he gets well taken care of.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Steve, always great to talk to you. No problem. And happy new year. And
happy new year to you.
Thank you so much. Take care. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Always great questions everybody does. Okay, 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we'll give you a chat about. We're going to take our last break here. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
Yeah, just as the man said, 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we'll chat with you about. You napping over there? You've been awful quiet.
Oh my gosh, you have no idea. Every time I blink, I feel like I'm not going to be opening my eyes again.
Well, don't. If you fall out of the chair, I'll know that you're down for the count. It's all good. It's all good. All right, folks, also want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We don't stock any other battery at the West Automotive Group when it comes to automotive-related batteries. So just great stuff there. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Make out an appointment at the closest location out of the five, and we'll get you an Interstate installed. Or if you need any other automotive service and repair, you can do the same thing, westautomotivegroup.com. If you need a battery for any other need, make sure you check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. And they definitely are the highest quality automotive-related batteries out there. Number one technician-recommended battery in the world. So keep that in mind when you need a battery for your vehicle or for any other need. Anyway, Interstate Batteries, battery for every need. Okay, so today we're talking about, and we were just chatting a bit about moving to a new area or traveling. You know, you can go to the AAA website and check out the automotives. The next thing you need to do is then go visit before you need repair. If you're traveling, you're not going to be able to do that part, obviously, because when you show up with a problem, you're going to be there to get your problem taken care of. But the point to that is if you need help, you can always go to that website, which is the AAA. Just all you got to do is put in AAA, look them up, find them on there. Other services screen, and they it shows approved repair facilities by your zip code you put in, wherever you're at, just put in the zip code, and you can look up different vehicles too. You can do all makes. You can gasoline or diesel type, you know, hybrids, people that, you know, as far as that goes, it will pop up and populate for you there. So all you got to do is just check it out, and it will definitely, you can even put it down if you got a special kind of vehicle who works on Bugattis. So nobody in North County has a listing for that that's AAA approved.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, there's lots of other, you know. You can tell most vehicles are in here and covered, so go from that. All right, are you gonna buy a Bugatti?
No, I don't think so. Not in my lifetime, at least.
Not in my lifetime. You'd have to use Russell's college fund.
I have to use all of his funds, not just his college fund. I think I need to use all of his funds.
Russell's gonna have to live at home through his 45 because you spent all his money.
True.
There you go. Good stuff. Russell probably wouldn't think so, but no. You know, yeah. So, yeah, you could just tell him all because Dad needed a Bugatti.
Yep. See, it was worth the spending there.
Yeah, Russell. Yeah.
So, two places you should avoid, and I want to see if you agree to this. Have you ever heard of the saying, "There's no such thing as a free lunch"?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, if any place offers a free diagnostic thing, you probably want to probably avoid them because they're not going to be able to search out
It's a where's the hat kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So you agree to that one for sure too.
Well, yeah, because usually, and I tell folks this all the time, usually what happens with that is if you do end up doing repair, first off, it's not very in-depth. Nobody's going to spend a whole lot of time diagnosing your car problems for free. Mm-hmm. You know, if they do and they sell you a repair, it's hidden in there somewhere.
Right.
They don't just do it for free. So it's just a gimmick to get people in the door, and people do fall for it. So
it's true. They see the word free, so they're like, oh, that's me.
One of the statements I'll always make, and I make it all the time, is the best money spent on that has to do with any repair is the money you spent on a qualified technician at a quality facility to diagnose your vehicle properly. Mm-hmm. The diagnosis is the most important, because if that goes wrong, Now you're buying a bunch of stuff you probably don't need.
True.
So very true. We don't want that. So
one last one. To narrow down the choices, if the name of the shop has a synonym of the word fast in their name, then avoid at all costs usually. And that's not usually what you want to look at. You want to be in and out 30 minutes. No, you want to make sure that.
How about repaired right the first time?
Yes.
Let's go with that one. Remember to put the oil in and everything. Let's go with that one. Yeah. Yes. So I don't know. There's a lot of traps you can fall in out there, right?
For sure.
Like I said, the number one best thing that I have found, is that you go to the AAA website. I mean, that it's a good start, and they spend a lot of time making sure that who they approve, AAA approve as far as facilities, stay in our quality facility. So that's a good way to do it. Mm-hmm. But then again, like I said, if you move into a new town and you got to find somebody, you go to the AAA website, you find a place you want to go to, you should go visit. Stop in. I always tell people that with us, you know, stop in and have a cup of coffee, chat with the guys, learn about, you know, so all you got to do is say, hey, I don't need any car repair right now. I just moved to town. I just wanted to come by and see. I'm trying to, you know, make sure that I do have somebody to bring quality place to bring my car to when there is a problem or when I'm due for my oil change, which is coming up in, you know, 3 months, 5 months, 4 months, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's good stuff. So you don't go with the word fast ever, huh?
No.
Do you? If you did, you could ask them, what about quality? Are we just fast here, or do we have some quality going on?
No wonder it only took 5 minutes, and yet my bumper's on the ground still.
Either that or whatever you went for didn't get done.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, not good stuff for sure. So we want to be super careful about that and make sure that you do pick up that quality thing. But the AAA, as far as that goes, does customer follow-ups continuously. Facilities must be over 92% or better in all five categories, or they will be removed from the program. No one else monitors facilities so closely, for sure. Distant, very important. You know, and like we were talking earlier about before you met me, a place you took your car to.
Yes.
And then I told you, oh, you might want to check this out. This is where you, obviously, I'm in the industry, so we know things that are going on, right, in the industry with people and companies and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
But if I wouldn't have told you that, you would have never known about that, huh?
Definitely not, no.
See?
I that's why it's very important to do even more inside research, or even more so. One of the things I thought you were going to mention too was word of mouth as well. You know, trustworthy friends and family members say, hey, have you been to this shop before? And they'll be like, no, I haven't. So then you would have to ask some more people, or if they say yes, oh, how was your experience there? And so on and so forth. So
exactly.
That's another way. But keep in mind, again, just keep doing that research before you officially say, yep, that's my car mechanic right there.
Well, once you know, and then you're taken good care of, then you can tell your friends, you know,
mm-hmm.
Hey, these guys take great, they're AAA approved, they're really high rated, plus they took great care of me, and then there you go. That's a good way to go for sure. So, quality repair and repair right is very important. And we see things that come in that I'm like, who did that? Where did that come from? So but we do. I mean, just like there's plenty of people out there that are self-proclaimed good at what they do, but they're really not.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you got to be a little careful about that stuff. So just keep it in mind. And like I said, finding a quality repair facility is probably before you need one is definitely your best option. But if you're on the road need help and you're in an unfamiliar area, everybody's got a smartphone, man. You just Google AAA and then go down through their website and you can put in your zip code and it'll show you the quality of facilities nearby.
Absolutely,
so
yes.
It's a good way to go. And if you want to see what a quality facility is like before, stop into the West Automotive Group if you live here, and we'll show you. That way, at least you know. That way, well, you know what to look for when you end up someplace broken down out of town.
Very true.
So all good stuff for sure. Yeah, it's always great. As we were talking about, me and Brendan were a little bit, you know, I was explaining to him, I said, you know, the Bureau of Automotive Repair monitors auto repair facilities, but really what they deal with is problems. That's what they do. Consumer complaints, things like that is what they do the most on. But they get thousands of complaints a year. So you just, and that's what they're working. They don't really monitor the great facilities or put any mark on anybody to say, oh, this is a great facility, you know, because they can't. That'd be biased then, because they're a state agency and their job is to obviously perform and make sure and take care of folks. So anyway, check it out. It's Mr. Bruce. Hey, Bruce, how are you doing this morning?
Good. This is a question about a 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Did you buy a new Jeep?
No, this is my son's car.
Oh, okay.
And he had an incident, and he was wondering about if it damaged the vehicle or not. What happened is it's a four-wheel drive, uh-huh. And it's V6, the only engine they have now, apparently, Pentastar V6. And they were parked, and he was showing his friends the rotary dial, which engages different conditions for entering the four-wheel drive.
Uh-huh.
And one of them asked him about that, what was called rock crawling. That's one of the selections. And so he moved it over to it, and it didn't go into it. Well, what it was is that's a two-step process. You got to put it in low range first and then rock crawl second.
Uh-huh.
And low range, you can hear the clunk. And then you're able to go into it. The rock crawl. And anyway, so he took it out of the rock crawl and then just left the vehicle and they went off. And when he came back to it, he was driving off. And the car was, he noticed trying to, when he was getting ready to get on the freeway, that he was driving at almost 60 miles an hour, and it wasn't going beyond that. In other words, it was over revving, and the bottom line, it's a two-step process to get it out.
Oh yeah,
of that rock crawl. And he left it. He left it in low range, and his question to me was, do you think I could have damaged the engine? Or and then my question to you would be, is there any governing mechanism, electronic, to keep you from over-revving that engine while you're in low range?
Yeah, so most vehicles these days have rev limiters built into the program or the PCM, which is a fuel cutoff. So they'll actually start to shut down the RPM. So, but doing this once to it, and obviously he got it back out, and he's been, I wouldn't recommend it regularly, but most likely he didn't affect anything on the vehicle. But yeah, we wouldn't want to do that regularly, because doing so, obviously you could over time if you continue to operate the vehicle like that. Not only that, but it's when in that rock crawling mode, I believe the lockers also have something to do with that as far as that goes. So you don't want to be driving around on pavement that way very often.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, at least he was out of the rock crawling mode, but he was driving in the low range mode. So yeah. Apparently your differentials are still operational in that case, right? Not
correct.
Locked or anything.
Correct. That's highly possible. I don't know how those unlock totally. I know the two steps you have to go through, but I don't know what's still engaged when, if you only do half of it. So it's hard to say, but obviously the best thing is don't do that to it. But I seriously don't think he probably did any lasting damage to it. So.
Perfect. Sometimes I think they're a little too overly complicated if you don't do it all the time.
Exactly. And a lot of those features people never even use when they buy one of those, you know, because they're not going to be taking it off road. A lot of people just buy them because they like them. So anyway.
Okay. Well, thank you for the answer.
You got it, Bruce. Great to talk to you.
Have a good weekend.
You have a wonderful weekend and happy new year.
Okay. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Always great questions. Hey, San Diego and everybody else out there, we appreciate you joining us this weekend. And we'll be back live next weekend, as always. So make sure and tune in to Auto Talk Radio and tell all your friends about it here on 1170 AM. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Until next week, this has been Auto Talk Radio.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.